is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 143. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump. Just roll to the front. Dance teachers. What's up? What's happening? How you doing? What's cracking? What up to all my dance teachers out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another, yes, I said it, another podcast episode. And this week, I'm actually going to take a break from the Fun Songs album because we are in October. You know what that means? That means if you do not have the holiday mixtape on deck. Matter of fact, I've been seeing the streams and the downloads go up for this album, and really excited. You got to get it, because on this album, I have songs for Halloween, I have songs for Thanksgiving, and I have songs for Christmas. So get ready. Matter of fact, go right now. And if you're streaming it on Spotify, Apple Music, go right now. Let's make your playlist out and get ready, because we're going to talk about the Halloween songs, because Halloween is coming up in a few weeks. And if you have classes going on, this will be great, especially if you're having them come in and dress up. You can do these dances. And I also want to put out, you know what I'm saying, like a little challenge, like the Halloween dance challenge or the trick-or-treat challenge, where I would love to see some of the dance studios post your classes doing the Halloween dances and sharing them with me on Instagram. And what I'll do, I'll post them on my page, and I'll also post them on my website. So yeah, send it in. Halloween dance challenge. Just go ahead and do it now. Record your students doing it. Hashtag it, Mr. Chris's Halloween challenge. And I want to see all the different concepts and the great moves that you come up with. All right, so today we are going to... Oh, wait, before we jump into this, let me do my intros. So I said this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. You can get it on Podomatic.com as well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio if you have an Android device. You can also get it on my website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And you can get all the music. You can stream it on Spotify, stream it on Apple Music. You can download it on iTunes still, as well as CDBaby.com. So that's www.CDBaby.com. All right, so let's jump into the holiday mixtape. So I'm actually going to go into the second song on the album. The first one is the Halloween dance, which we will break down. I think I'm gonna do that one next. That one is my first line dance, right? So you can actually do a line dance where this one moves right to left and it moves all around the room. So maybe I'll do that one on the next podcast. But for this one, I wanna jump into the song Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat. All right, so where do we start? All right, so this one, so on the first verse, I'm going to say there's at least six counts of eight of choreography. So it's going to be verse of choreo, then we're going to go into the hook. And then the second verse, it kind of tells you what to do, but I'm gonna show you what we did, and then it goes back into the hook, all right? And it from the... You can kind of put your own twist on it, but I'm just going to give you like a basic format to start with. All right, so the first eight counts of this song, just a side note too, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this album and how it came about, because this one was a different one, because at the time when I wrote this, I didn't have any Halloween music. And so, of course, another conversation with my wife, she was like, well, you know, why don't you create it? So I was out looking for it, looking for different songs that I could do, looking for different ideas. And I was like, well, Let's just create what we want to see. So again, in these songs, you're going to find the techniques that I want to see my students learn, right? And that's pretty much for all the songs. Like within it, it might have like some, like a fun vibe to it. It might have a catchy hook to it. But each song, what I'm trying to do is find another way to drill the technique moves that we work on. All right, so in this particular one, the first eight count, you're gonna go front cross and back cross. So you start off two to the front, right foot and left foot, back cross, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So that's when it, like the intro comes on, right when the beat drops, you go into that. Then you are going to wave your hands in the air from side to side. And we went right, left, then lean to the right and shake your hands, kind of like you're saying no. So for 5, 6, you're gonna like lean over, shake your hands no, and then put one hand out at a time, kind of like you are serving a platter. So it's like left hand out, then right hand out. And that'll be 7, 8. So that's your first two counts of eight. Then the third count of eight, you're gonna do like picture yourself to the right, and you're like rolling both of your arms, almost like you're skiing, right? Like you got two ski poles in, and you're bending your knees. So you're gonna go. Roll it 1, 2, 3, 4, then go to the side, 5, 6, 7, 8. So four rolls to the right, four to the left. And again, it's like you got two ski poles and you just, you know, or you're rowing the boat kind of vibe, you know, I mean, pushing the water back or rolling, you know, like it's a wheel, boom, 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 other side and boom, right? So again, for the second count of eight and the third count, you're working on choreography. First count, you're working on your top rock skills. Then, fourth count of eight, you're going to put your zombie arms out in front of you one at a time. So it's going to go 1, 2, right? And you kind of have your hands like, you know, kind of creepy, elbows straight. Then you're going to rock side to side for counts 3 to 8. 3 through 8. So you're going to go, put your arms out 1, 2, rock 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you're side to side rocking. You can use your isolations in there. Also your robot skills to keep your upper body straight while your lower body rocks side to side. Then number 5, you're going to walk to the front. So your arms are already out. You got your zombie arms. You walk to the front. 1, 2. And then I want to do a like a 3 and 4 with your shoulders. So say you got your arms out and you're walking to the front. 1, 2, legs are apart. And then you go, take your shoulder and go right, left, right, arms still out. And then you're gonna do a dance called the Bernie, right? Or lean back and you wiggle your arms. You know what I mean? So you like lean back like you're chilling and you wiggle your arms while you walk backwards. 5, 6, 7, 8. Then the last count, 8 count of the verse, repeat step 5. So do it again. Walk to the front. 1, 2, hit 3 and 4. Then Bernie or wiggle your arms. Lean back. Look up to the sky. Walk back and 5, 6, 7, 8. So that's that first verse right there. Then we go into the hook. And the hook goes, knock on the door, trick or treat, knock on the door. And it's always good that they yell out loud. Matter of fact, when I recorded the song, this was an idea that, you know, my wife was like, why don't you just bring the microphone into the studio? And while you do it, just have everybody gather around, yell out loud. So those are my actual students' voices on this track. And we recorded that live in the dance studio. So you're going to turn to the right. And when you, let's just say whatever side you turn to, that's the hand you use to knock on the door. So you turn to the right, step on 1, 2, and you're knocking at the same time. So turn to the right while knocking, 1, 2. On 3, 4, you're gonna put both hands, like you're yelling, up to your mouth and have them actually yell trick or treat for 3, 4. Then do the side, do the left side. 5, 6, so you're knocking with the left hand, lean back and yell, 7, 8, trick or treat. Then do it again, going to the right side. 1, 2, yell 3, 4. And then it goes, the lyric goes, and when they open up the door, this is what they see. Counts are 5 through 8. So you're going to swim to the front. And when I say swim, I'm going to do like a one hand. So I'm facing the right side. I'm going to step forward with my left foot, take my right hand and kind of clear the way out and slide to the front on 5, 6. Then I'm going to step out with my right foot. Take my right hand, put it over my eyebrow like I'm looking, you know, I'm looking for something. So I'm gonna look and then step back for 7, 8. And then you're gonna repeat it again. So repeat steps 1 and 2 again, and that's your whole entire hook. Then we go into the second verse. Second verse starts off, put your hands on your hip and hands to the sky. So that's your first 4 counts. So you're going to go hands on your hips and raise the roof. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then put your right, put out your right arm then your left arm. So you're going to put them out like you're flying an airplane for 5, 6. Then step your feet apart, right, then left, 7, 8. And then you're going to fly like a bat, flap your wings, and you're going to do a step touch going in a full circle for 2 8-counts, all right? So you step touch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do it again, 1 through 8. Then you're going to stick your right hand out to the front because it goes. And there's one more thing, and you're going to stick your right, just do one finger, 1, 2, and then you're going to grab your broom, your imaginary broom, 3, 4, and you're going to do a circle movement like you're stirring up the witch's brew for 5, 6, 7, 8. Then after that, the next count, the 5th count of 8 in the second verse, you're going to gallop. Now, you can either do 1 or 2 things because this is going to be a whole 2 counts of 8. So you can have them gallop in a circle, right, and keep going around, and then on a, you know, 2 counts of 8 and then come back to the dot, or you can go forward 4, back 4. Again, forward 4, back 4. So whichever one you want to do with that, but you're supposed to act like, you know, you're on the broom, right? And you're going around, and then it goes back into the hook. So you're going to repeat it again. Turn to the right, knock 1, 2, yell 3, 4. Go to the left, knock 5, 6, yell 7, 8. When I say yell, you're going, they're going, trick or treat. And then knock 1, 2, yell 3, 4, swim to the front, step out and look. And when you step out, you step and look at the same time, then bring it back. Then you repeat that again. And that's the second hook. So that's it right there. That's the whole choreography piece. If there's anything on there that doesn't make sense, shoot me an email or a DM, and I will make sure I'll send you back. You know what I mean? I'll send you back a video or. But I think that everything is pretty easy to catch on to. And of course, if your students are a little bit older, you can modify that. But I really want to see what my teachers can do with this out there. So again, let's hashtag it, Mr. Chris's Halloween Dance Challenge, and shoot to my DM. I'll post it on my Instagram page. It's at Mr. Chris Hip Hop on Instagram. So here it is off of the holiday mixtape album, the song Trick or Treat.
Yeah, I think it's time. It's trick or treat time right now. Ooh, yes, it's Halloween. Here we go. Come on. Yo, I'm like trick or treat when I feel the beat. Walking up and down the street looking for some sweets. Cats and bats and witches' hats. Goons and goblins and this and that. They all come together for this Halloween night. Even the zombies come out to fright. Put your arms out front and follow me. We're gonna do the zombie dance. Don't bend your knees. To the front now, wobble, wobble. Wobble, wobble to the back now, wobble, wobble. Wobble, wobble to the front now, wobble, wobble. Wobble, wobble to the back now, wobble.
And
wobble.
I think I wanna wobble, just go wobble. Knock on the door.
I wanna knock on the door. I think I wanna knock on the door. And when they open up the door, this is what they see. I knock on the door.
I really wanna knock on the door.
I think I wanna knock on the door. And when they open up the door, this is what they see. Put your hands on your hips and hands to the sky and hands to the side like a bat will fly. Now fly like a bat, flap your wings, now fly like a bat, flap your wings. Come on, all right, fly like a bat, flap your wings, and fly like a bat, flap your wings. Now it's one more dance that we have to do. We gotta act like a witch flying on the broom. Get your broom now, gallop like you're flying around. Get your broom now, gallop like you're flying around. Get your broom now, gallop like you're flying around. Get your broom now, gallop like you're flying around. Now knock on the door. I gotta knock on the door.
I really wanna knock on the door.
And when they open up the door, this is what they see. When I knock on the door, really wanna knock on the door.
I yell, knock on the door.
And when they open up the door, this is what they see. You don't stop. Got the rhythm that'll make your fingers pop. It's Halloween, y'all. Get your groove on. It's Halloween, y'all. Get your groove on. Don't stop.
Whoa, whoa.
It's kind
kinda scary out here.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But I'm pumped tonight.
I'm
come
pumped.
On.
I'm pumped.
It's kinda
I'm
scary
pumped.
Out here.
Are you pumped? But yes. I'm pumped tonight.
All right, so there it is. That's it. Trick or treat. When they open up the door, this is what they see. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Get that holiday mixtape. Rock that trick-or-treat song. Teach that choreography. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.